In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. They asked John, "Who are you?" And he confessed and did not deny but confessed, "I am not the Christ." Dear saints, you shall have no other gods. You know this. And this is harsh law. We are to trust that God will provide, and we are to trust that God does provide. Those are two different things there. You are to trust that God will provide. That is the trust that we should have when we are lacking something. When we are lacking something physically, when we are lacking something emotionally, when we are lacking comfort or peace or forgiveness, we are to trust that God will provide. And we are to trust that God does provide. Just because we can't afford the new Coach purse or the new iPad does not mean that God does not provide. You have clothes on your body. You have ate today, or you will eat today. God does provide. We are not thankful for what he does give. Whoever is thankful over little will receive more. Whoever is not thankful over the little that they have received will not receive any more. You shall have no other gods. We have not been thankful. We do not trust. We do not fear. Repent. But this first commandment, this is not only law. It is not only telling you what you should do. It is a promise. It is a sweet promise. You shall have no other gods. Well, tell me, dear God, why shouldn't I? And his answer is because you don't need any. He is the one who does provide. He is the one for where your comfort comes from. He is the one which flows your forgiveness and your peace and your joy. You don't need any. That is his promise. Dear saints, this is exactly what John is doing today. And it is what we are called to do today. Hear John's confession one more time. They ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed. He did not deny, but he confessed, "I am not the Christ." So say this. Say this to yourself. Say this for your comfort, say this for your repentance, that I am not the one who can provide for my own comfort. I am not the one who can provide for my own needs. I am not the one who can proclaim to myself that I am forgiven. I am not the one who can fix this in my life. I am not the one who can fix that in that person's life, or this in that person's life. I am not the one. Confess that. Do not deny that. Confess that and say, "I am not the Christ. I don't want to be. But I do know who is the Christ. My Jesus is. And in that, I can always rejoice." Confess. I am satisfied hearing that Jesus is the Christ. That is the one who I am. I am the one who hears. I am the one who confesses. You know, one of the one of the major sources of all anxiety within our lives, within my lives, and I perceive to be in your lives as well, is this desire, this innate desire to be God. And here's what I mean by this, this innate desire to control things. To control the things that we have within ourselves. To control the people in our families. To control our congregations. To control our places of work. To control our government. To control this world. It is this innate desire to control that is so often the source of so much anxiety in ourselves. Do you see this? You see this in yourself? Now, there are absolutely things that you can control about your health, about your family, about your congregation, about whatever else that you are anxious about. There are things that you can control. Blessed is the one who doesn't eat chili dogs for every meal for a month straight. If you want to control your cholesterol, don't eat chili dogs for every meal for a month straight. If you want to feel better about your health, don't eat chili dogs for a month straight. If you are doing these things, stop eating chili dogs for every meal for a month straight. In some measures, there is so much that we can do. We can stop gossiping. We can stop looking at porn. We can start listening to our mothers and our fathers and honoring those in authority more. In some measures, you can stop your anger. You can stop your despair. You can start praying more. This is what Paul is doing in our epistle lesson. He's saying this. He's saying, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. He is not telling you, just don't be anxious. He is telling you that when you are anxious, your Lord has given you a gift. When you are anxious, let your requests be made known to the one who can control. When you are anxious, give thanks. When you are anxious, pray. And the result is verse 7 in that. The result of this is that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There are things that we can do. We are not helpless infants in this battle against the world and the flesh. We are not called to be toddlers who are given away to their anger and their mouth and their emotions. John the Baptist confesses who he is not. He is not the Christ. He is not the one who can control. But he does confess who he is and what he is called to do, and you are to do the same. You are to battle against your mouth. You are to battle against the desires of the flesh. That is who you are. And you, dear saint, are a saint. You are a holy one of God. God has declared you righteous. He has given you the Holy Spirit to do battle against these things. He's told you to stand. For you are His holy one in this world. You are a gift to this world. We are not infants. We are not toddlers. We are soldiers. But for those things that you cannot control, and this list is impossible to grasp your mind around, it's impossible to fully understand it, There are things within you. There are so many things outside of you, in your families, and in this world, about your health, about your emotions. There are so many things that you cannot control. And when you hear those things, when you have those things, say this: I am not the Christ. I cannot control that. I am not where my forgiveness is found. I am not where my strength is found. I am not where my peace is found. I am not where my comfort is found. I am not the one who is in control. I am not the Christ. But Jesus is. And he was born for me. Confess that. He lived for me. He died for me. He rose for me. He is present for me. He forgives. He gives me peace. He is the one in control. He is the one who is in our midst to tell you comfort. He calls you his. He says that he loves you. And he is the Christ. Whatever you are doing, or whatever you have done, or whatever you're going through in this life, Satan is going to do everything in his power to take that truth from you. Because he knows that that is where your source of comfort and forgiveness is. He's going to do everything in his power to take that truth, that your Jesus is your Christ. Do you know why it is easier to watch Dancing with the Stars than it is to pay attention during a sermon? Now, there may be some truth that Kim Kardashian is more entertaining than I am. Some truth. Do you know why, dear saints, that it is easier to sleep? It is easier to play video games than it is to read our Lord's word and to pray. It is because Satan knows that those are the true sources of comfort, and he's going to do everything in his power to take that away from you. But the opposite is true. That when you have these things, you have comfort. And dear saints, you are here. And you are hearing these things. Our Lord is rubbing these into your ears. He is telling you, he is the Christ. He is telling you that he is here. That he forgives you. That he loves you. When you hear those words, heaven is opened. When your Jesus is present, comfort is received. When your Jesus is present with you to give you his body and give you his blood, you have your strength in this battle, now and always. He says to you, you are not the Christ. But I am. And he loves you. Amen. Amen.